Fractals initially made Benoit M. a pariah in the mathematical establishment. French mathematicians were horrified. What? Images? Mon Dieu! It was like showing a porno movie to an assembly of devout Eastern Orthodox grandmothers in my ancestral village of Amiens. So Mandelbrot spent time as an intellectual refugee at an IBM research center in upstate New York. It was a fuck you money situation, as IBM let him do whatever he felt like doing. But the general public, mostly computer geeks, got the point. Mandelbrot's book, The Fractal Geometry of Nature, made a splash when it came out a quarter century ago. It spread through artistic circles and led to studies in aesthetics, architectural design, even large industrial applications. Benoit M. was even offered a position as a professor of medicine. Supposedly, the lungs are self-similar. His talks were invaded by all sorts of artists, earning him the nickname the rock star of mathematics. The computer age helped him become one of the most influential mathematicians in history, in terms of the applications of his work, way before his acceptance by the Ivory Tower. We'll see that, in addition to its universality, his work offers an unusual attribute. It's remarkably easy to understand. A few words on his biography. Mandelbrot came to France from Warsaw in 1936 at the age of 12. Owing to the vicissitudes of a clandestine life during Nazi-occupied France, he was spared some of the conventional Gallic education, with its uninspiring algebraic drills, becoming largely self-taught. He was later deeply influenced by his uncle Scholem, a prominent member of the French mathematical establishment and holder of a chair at the Collège de France. Benoit M. later settled in the United States, working most of his life as an industrial scientist with a few transitory and varied academic appointments. The computer played two roles in the new science Mandelbrot helped conceive. First, fractal objects, as we've seen, can be generated with a simple rule applied to itself, which makes them ideal for the automatic activity of a computer, or Mother Nature. Second, in the generation of visual intuitions lies a dialectic between the mathematician and the objects generated. Now let's see how this takes us to randomness. In fact, it's with probability that Mandelbrot started his career. A visual approach to extremistan, mediocristan. I'm looking at the rug in my study. If I examine it with a microscope, I'll see a very rugged terrain. If I look at it with a magnifying glass, the terrain will be smoother but still highly uneven. But when I look at it from a standing position, it appears uniform. It's almost as smooth as a sheet of paper. The rug at eye level corresponds to mediocristan and the law of large numbers. I'm seeing the sum of undulations, and these iron out. This is like Gaussian randomness. The reason my cup of coffee doesn't jump is that the sum of all its moving particles becomes smooth. Likewise, you reach certainties by adding up small Gaussian uncertainties. This is the law of large numbers. The Gaussian is not self-similar, and that's why my coffee cup doesn't jump on my desk. Now consider a trip up a mountain. No matter how high you go on the surface of the earth, it'll remain jagged. This is even true at a height of 30,000 feet. When you're flying above the Alps, you'll still see jagged mountains in place of small stones. So some surfaces aren't from mediocristan, and changing the resolution doesn't make them much smoother. Note that this effect only disappears when you go up to more extreme heights. Our planet looks smooth to an observer from space, but this is because it's too small. If it were a bigger planet, then it would have mountains that would dwarf the Himalayas, and it would require observation from a greater distance for it to look smooth. Likewise, if the planet had a larger population, even maintaining the same average wealth, we would be likely to find someone whose net worth would vastly surpass that of Bill Gates. Recall our brief discussion of the coast of Britain. If you look at it from an airplane, its contours are not so different from the contours you see on the shore. The change in scaling doesn't alter the shapes or their degree of smoothness.